You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, the winner of the Walters Prize for 2024 was announced as chosen by this year's international judge, Cameroonian Berlin-based Professor Bonaventure So Beijing Indikan. The 50,000 Walters Prize, which is now awarded every 3 years, was decided this year between artists Owen Connors, Juliet Carpenter, Brett Graham and Ana Iti. On Friday, artist Ana Iti Te Rarawa was announced as the winner for her sculpture and sound installation entitled A Resilient Heart Like the Manawa, which is currently on display alongside the other candidates' works at Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki. I caught up with Ana about celebrating the win, the creation process behind A Resilient Heart Like the Manawa, and what's next for her and her practice. I just wanted to say firstly a huge congratulations to you. How are you feeling almost a week after being announced the winner?
Thank you so much. I feel quite tired, to be honest. It's sort of a bit of an emotional roller coaster going through the whole process. But I feel really happy as well.
What does receiving the Walters Prize kind of mean for you?
Well, I think even being nominated for the prize is something really special. And that nomination means that you have been seen by your peers and colleagues and that they want to lift you up and acknowledge your practice. The judge, Bonaventure, he said something that really resonated with me about the prize, that its purpose is to let artists know that our work is valuable. And I think that it can be easy to feel sometimes that people don't really value the art. But yeah, I think it's hard to pursue a career in art and have to be driven. So for me, receiving the prize kind of encourages me to keep on going, I guess.
100%. And I've got to ask, how did you celebrate? And I hope you did.
Well, we actually just went out and had a few drinks with
Beautiful.
The other nominees. But I couldn't stay out too long because I had to do a talk the following day.
Of course. Good. I'm glad you guys celebrated big. I also did want to talk a little bit about your work that you were nominated for this prize, entitled A Resilient Heart Like the Manawa. Can you give a little introduction to that work first?
For sure. So like you said, that's the title of the work. It's a sound and sculptural installation that is based off the structure of a wharf in Rawini. So it's made of three steel structures that are sort of like tracings or 3D drawings in space that reference the piles of the wharf. And sitting on top of those structures are six beams of kauri timber, and they sort of float above your head in the exhibition space. And they're sort of spread around the gallery. I like to think of it like an exploded structure, so it has a feeling of something that is unfinished. And when I thought about it, it was like maybe something that's in the process of being built or unbuilt maybe. And a really important part of the exhibition is there is a sound work as well. So there are two channels of the sound and they play at opposite ends of the gallery. I talk about them as like two pools or two voices. So the first one, which is kind of situated where you would normally enter the gallery, is the sound of the car ferry arriving to the wharf in Rawini. So it sort of arrives and clangs and bangs and then leaves. And then on the other side of the gallery is like a bunch of snippets of field recordings that I made. So that sound is more like flickering and ephemeral and more of a textural sound element in the work.
And yeah, you've spoken about it a little bit, but there are allusions in this work to the wharf and mangroves in Rawene, in the Hokianga, which you whakapapa to. Could you tell me a little bit about your connection to Rawene and why this work is so meaningful for you?
For sure. So when I got nominated for the prize, I really wanted to make a work that was like meaningful to me. And I hadn't had the opportunity to spend much time in Hokianga. And on my dad's side of my whānau, that's where we have a lot of whakapapa connections. So I really wanted to make the significant work for me and the place that was significant as well. So making the work gave me the opportunity to go there. I spent 2 months in Rawini. So Rawini is like where my dad was born, and across, like, when you look out across the Hokianga to the northern side, you can see Motukarika, which is where my marae Ngāi Tūpoto is located, and that's where my dad grew up as well, as a young boy. So yeah, I got to spend time on both sides. And the work, which is situated in Rawini, is quite a lot about looking out across, like a desire to go to another place, I guess, or make a connection.
Beautiful. And the title of this work, A Resilient Heart Like the Manawa, is really interesting too, which is something that Indikan pointed out too, comparing your work to great poetry. Could you tell us a little bit more about the choice of wording and how this contributes to the themes of the work?
For sure. I mean, first of all, what a compliment, like a super beautiful compliment. So the work is named after the manawa, which is the name for the native mangrove. So when I was spending time in the Hokianga, it was like a season. I guess I should say that the Hokianga is sort of lined with mangroves, like the special plants that grow in that space, which is between the land and the sea, like this intertidal marshy zone. And the summer that I was there, they were having a season where they were making like heaps and heaps of seeds. And I kind of saw them all the time washed up on the beaches. And I became quite interested in them because they're very unusual looking. So the seed of the manawa, like, kind of looks like a green bean almost. They're pretty big. And yeah, they shoot them into the ocean. And then the seeds are washed around and they go on a journey. So they make a new home for themselves, like maybe far away from the tree that it came off. So I was really interested in that sort of idea of a journey. And then the thing about that seed as well is that it carries with it food. So this green bean kind of looking thing is actually, I guess it sustains the seed so it can live for quite a long time while it's journeying looking for the right place to grow. So once it sprouts, it kind of settles into that, you know, marshy, sandy area, and it can be like washed up and taken to new places before it really settles in. But I was really interested in that sort of resilience, like the idea that you could maybe go on a journey and there might be these sort of times when you're trying to make a home somewhere and it doesn't work out. So that's kind of, I mean, maybe that's a bit too much information.
No, that's perfect. It's so interesting.
But that's what the title of the work is about. Like, and the idea of a resilient heart, I think it's, yeah, like I hope to be like that little plant and, you know, be super tough and brave. And I think I also sort of hope that the work can be like that, that it might be able to go on a journey and maybe that it can seed into other people's minds and thoughts as well.
So beautiful. And Indikan also said the materials used in this work express the weight of industry, capitalism, colonial experience, and the removal of natural resources. How much did these ideas inform your choice of material?
They were definitely in there. Like, lots of my work in the past references industrial forms. So I've like looked at ACMINs, which are these like cast concrete seawalling shapes really that I used. I've recently done a project about in industrial salt lakes at Kāpara Te Hau near Marlborough. So I'm really interested, but that industrial thing is something is in my mind. So when I did the project, I knew that the wharf was interesting to me because of it has these like amazing metaphorical qualities, like it's, like I said, it's between the land and the sea, and it's like a support structure, it connects to all these stories about arriving and leaving, for instance, with kupe. But I knew I wanted to do that support structure, but I didn't know what material it would be supporting. So when I first made like a site visit to the Hokianga, I began to learn a bit more about the history of kauri and the, you know, timber milling industry in the Hokianga. and I read this report that had been written by Patu Hohepa, which kind of described how the Hokianga would have been before the arrival of Pākehā and the beautiful forestry and the birds. So it would have all been kauri forest around there. And, you know, as I learned a bit more about the place, I also learned that some of my ancestors who are Pākehā and Dalmatian had been attracted to the Hokianga to participate in, you know, in the kauri industry. So it seemed like a really potent, vital kind of thing to connect with. And then I had this, like, the way that it really settled 100% in my mind is I went on a journey with this really nice lady, Arani, who is an architect, and she was just taking me to Kerikeri, and I was talking to her about my project, and she told me that she knew this where this kauri mill was. So she took me out there, and we met the guy who ended up being our supplier. I talked to him a bit, and he told me about how, like, the kauri that he was selling is from Northland, but it's all been harvested from trees that have been, like, blown down. They call it, like, wind-felled kauri, so it seemed like it fell into place with that.
And now being awarded this prize, what's kind of next for you and your practice?
Great question. It's a question everyone's asking.
No pressure. But,
No. I mean, I definitely have things coming up. I'm looking to, I've been working on a book kind of the last year with Physics Room. So it's just at print at the moment, and we're going to launch it down in Ōtautahi in November. And then in 2025, I'm also going to the Zsa Zsa Biennale. So that's what's happening next.
Exciting stuff. That was artist Ana Iti Te Rarawa, the winner of the Walters Prize for 2024, speaking to me about the creation process behind A Resilient Heart Like the Manawa, the work she was nominated for, and what's next for her practice. Her winning sculpture and sound installation is exhibited at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki alongside the other candidates' work until the 20th of October.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.